Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Harvard President Claudine Gay will remain leader of the prestigious school following her remarks last week at a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism. The university's highest governing body says it unanimously supports Gay, who, along with some of her Ivy League peers, is accused of failing to stand up for Jewish students on campus. Although prices continue rising, inflation did cool a bit last month. The consumer price index rising 0.1% month over month. Compared to a year ago, prices were up around 3%. Tomorrow, the Federal Reserve announces its decision on interest rates.
With inflation edging closer to the Federal Reserve's 2% target, its policymakers are facing hopes that they will make a decisive shift in policy and cut interest rates next year, possibly as soon as spring. Such a move would reduce borrowing costs across the country, making mortgages, auto loans, and business borrowing less expensive. Fed Chair Jerome Powell, though, has recently downplayed the idea and hasn't yet signaled that the Fed is done with its hikes. John Scott reporting.
China rising on its maiden flight outside of China. A new passenger jetliner has arrived in Hong Kong.
A C-919 plane and another Chinese-made aircraft, an ARJ-21, will be on display at Hong Kong's International Airport until Sunday. The C-919 is due to perform a flypast over the city's scenic Victoria Harbor on Saturday. The manufacturer of the C-919, the Commercial Aircraft Company of China, or COMAC, is aiming to market the single-aisle jet in a direct challenge to Airbus and Boeing.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 18 points, while the Nasdaq trading 1 point higher. The S&P is 4 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This KMSK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. Las Vegas-based firm has plans to build 200 single-family homes on 32 acres in Summerlin. KB Home recently bought the land in Summerlin West's Grand Park District for $44.7 million. The community is being called Alton, and construction is scheduled to begin in the winter of next year. Summerlin, one of the best-selling master plan communities in the country, it all began back in 1952 when business tycoon Howard Hughes bought 25,000 acres in the western part of the Vegas Valley for just $3 an acre. Saying they're targeting customers who appreciate that extra step and all the details, Fountain Blue opens officially tomorrow, a $3.7 billion project that was more than 18 years in the making. 67-story, 3,600-room hotel casino, the dream of Fountain Blue Development CEO Jeffrey Sulfur. That project was about 75% complete when the economy crashed in 2009, that is. Between then and 2021, property went through bankruptcy, changes in ownership, and multiple do-overs before Sulfur and his new partners, Koch Real Estate Investments, got the property. The newest strip property has 36 food and beverage choices, along with 550,000 square feet of convention and meeting space and a 55,000 square foot spa center. And the M Resort has broken ground on its new 384-room resort tower. Company officials also releasing some new renderings of the $206 million project. The hotel casino's room capacity will nearly double when that new tower is complete. The M opened back in March 2009 as Las Vegas' southernmost gaming property, Penn Entertainment, bought it in 2011. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. That's 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
Hi, this is Marla Letizia inviting you to join Kevin Wall and me every Wednesday at 7:35 a.m. as we discuss living in our long life era. The conversation is a blast.
Brought to you by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, we'd rather wait.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
We're still seeing some extra delay in and out of the spaghetti roll right now. The accident was on I-15 southbound, right where it meets up with 95 there at the right at the end of the ramp there. So we are seeing that extra braking that is taking up the, it looks like, the right side of the roadway there. Good news is that accident, though, on the northbound side in downtown Las Vegas on 95 northbound on Las Vegas Boulevard is actually on the off-ramp, so it's not affecting freeway travel as much as it is exiting 95 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Northeast Valley injury accident still there on North Las Vegas Boulevard at Pecos. We'll have some early morning clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon and temperatures topping out right around 63 degrees, 41 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him,
check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local for a Tuesday. And, of course, that means Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. She joins us now. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. I got to tell you, it's our first chance to talk since the tragedy of last Wednesday at UNLV. What did we learn from all of that? Your impressions of what happened last week?
Well, I'm still kind of waiting for the final report, but as the initial reports have stated that it was a disgruntled, a rejected employee, a professor in other states who applied at UNLV, and his application was rejected, and he decided to arm himself with plenty of ammo and plenty of guns and take it out on his fellow colleagues as well as the students. And we are again still waiting for the final report, but it looks like he did quite a bit before he went on his shooting rampage, and that was mail letters and posts, some writings, etc., on social media. The letters, from what I understand, were very threatening. He had a 42-page CV that he submitted along with his application. His website looks like the incoherent ramblings of a madman. And, you know, I'm still kind of waiting. I don't like to comment on these shootings or crime before the investigation is complete, because you never know what's going to come out. But the initial reports show that you have a mentally disturbed individual who committed, and as we often do, has committed this heinous act.
Is there anything we can do to prevent the next deranged individual from doing something like this? Because three are dead, thousands of students were traumatized. Is there anything we can do to stop it?
Well, look who stopped it. Who stopped it was a campus police officer. Within, I think it was 73 seconds or 78
seconds. 78 seconds, yeah.
78 seconds. So what does that tell you? a lot more could have been dead unless there was an armed police presence or an armed presence, a good guy with a gun, a good woman with a gun, on campus. A lot more would have been dead, and he intended to kill a lot more.
Wow. Wow.
So I guess, you know, the answer to your question is, what can we do? Make sure that we protect our schools, make sure we protect our churches, make sure we protect, you know, our public spaces, much like the politicians have protection, right? So you go to the state legislature, there are cops everywhere with guns. You go to City Hall, there's cops everywhere with guns. Why can our politicians have protection, but our kids cannot? Thankfully, UNLV didn't defund the police, or use, you know, that budget for something else, like DEI classes or DEI hires, and they actually invested in their students by protecting their students.
Do we need to eliminate gun-free zones in this country?
I'm a huge proponent, because wherever you see these mass shootings are, which usually occur by a younger age male, or in this case, an older age male, or in the Mandalay Bay case, older age male, they choose gun-free zones because they're soft targets. You basically have sitting ducks, whether that be in a movie theater or where have you. So, yeah, criminals are always going to have access to guns. That's why they are criminals. Criminals go around the law. They don't follow the law. That's why they're criminals. So no matter how many laws you pass, I mean, look at Chicago, for example. Again, you know, this is another example of using a tragedy at UNLV or elsewhere to demand gun control, but ignoring the tragedy on the streets of Chicago, where you have mass shootings every day.
We never hear
about it.
Were you surprised that President Biden made a stop in Las Vegas, and of course, tried to sell us on the gun control card?
Well, no. I mean, his scheduled stop to Vegas was planned a few days, I believe, before the shooting. He came to tout the bullet train to Vegas from Rancho Cucamonga, California. Yeah, good luck for people from L.A. driving to Rancho Cucamonga, which is going to take them just about as much time as it would to, you know, drive to Las Vegas. So he came in town to celebrate the $12 billion bullet train. We'll see if this bullet train gets built. The California bullet train never got built. And so, you know, he stopped by UNLV because obviously just days prior or a day or two prior to his arrival, the shooting happened, and no, I'm not surprised.
I got to ask you, and only because every time he comes to town, he ends up giving you an interview. Are we getting another Donald J. Trump visit to the state of Nevada?
We are. We're getting one. And I heard about it a couple weeks before it was announced, but I didn't announce it. We weren't sure exactly of what the date was going to be. We thought maybe the 20th, but I kind of know the people that put this together. He's coming in town for a rally for the caucus, the GOP caucus, which is on February 8th. And I believe so. We're going to find out. I should find out today. I was in touch with his campaign as soon as it was announced by his campaign. And so,
and that's Sunday. That's Sunday, right? 17th?
Actually, I have no idea. I know it's on the 17th. Okay. No idea what day that is.
It is a Sunday. It is a Sunday.
Okay.
Will you get a chance to have a sit down with the former president?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting. I've been in touch with this campaign over the weekend. They said they would let me know yesterday or today. So hopefully they say yes. As you said, I'm the only journalist in Nevada that has sat down twice with President Trump. I sat down once with Ron DeSantis. I plan on sitting down with Trump again. I did get him to commit to another interview for the caucus. The last interview that I did with him during the Republican Jewish coalition meeting in Vegas. So I hope so. I hope he has time.
I want to ask you about something else you've been writing about, and that involves the criminal justice system, what the Democrats have tried to do to it in our state, and the fact that retail theft is on the rise. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the Democrats aren't trying to do anything. They did it. They made our, they overhauled, in their words, our criminal justice system in Nevada, much like California did, except our laws are actually worse than California, and California criminals know that. What they did was they lowered the felony threshold for retail theft from, I believe it was initially like a, like it was $600. If you sold $600 of goods, you could be charged with a felony. Now that threshold is $1,200. So anyone can walk into the store, steal $1,200 of stuff or up to $1,200 of stuff and not be charged with a Category D felony. Originally, Steve Yeager, Democrat, assembly leader, wanted that threshold to be $2,000. So you could go into a store, steal, you know, three TVs, whatever, and you'd have a slap on the wrist. But they settled, as he said, on $1,200 threshold. And so what we're seeing now is a double-digit spike in retail theft, upwards towards 40% on the Strip. We're also seeing a rise in the rurals in northern Nevada, for example. And what the Sparks Police Department has done and what the Reno Police Department has done in northern Nevada is have a zero tolerance policy. They are basically creating their own ordinances in defiance of this absolutely ignorant law that the Democrats passed without a single Republican vote. Joe Lombardo tried to change and bring some more common sense to our criminal codes and our criminal laws. But the Democrats watered down his proposal, multiple proposals, but never addressed this felony threshold.
Let me bring you to current events. We now know that the news today out of D.C. And Harvard is that Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, is going to stay on as president. We do know that the UPenn president, Liz McGill, has stepped down. She will continue to operate out of the law school there. What do you make of the testimony before Congress? That, to me, was just ugly, ugly, ugly.
It was appalling. I mean, just switch out the word Jew with person of color, black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever race, LGBTQIA+++++. With the genocide of the LGBTQIA+++ be acceptable on Harvard, MIT, or Penn? And I don't think that their answer would be the same of, it depends on the context. So, you know, we see where their allegiances lie, and it's within what I call DIE, which is the diversity, inclusion, and equity. That's what DIE, that's what DEI, they say it's DEI, it's DIE. Because what we are seeing is a moral decay, truly with diversity, inclusion, and equity behind it and contributing to it in our society. And those three presidents, or two presidents now, one former president, are exactly DEI hires. All women, one woman of color, and Claudine Gay, the president of Harvard, has been caught by Christopher Rufo and others of plagiarizing most of her work to get into the position that she is. Now, who else can I think of that has plagiarized that is in a position of power right now? Oh, yeah, that's President Biden.
Yeah, Joe Biden. Joe Biden has done it a couple of times.
Exactly. And he makes up stories about a fire in his house and the cat and all that, whatever. But Claudine Gay has plagiarized most of her work. As an academic, I would be run out of town if I plagiarized my work. I would lose my job. But again, under the guise of diversity, inclusion, and equity, she is protected.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Do you think anybody else will end up losing their job over this?
Well, so far, MIT stands behind their president, so calling for the genocide of Jews on these campuses is totally fine. It just depends on the context. Thankfully, Penn stepped down, but there's been a lot of pressure put on. The only way things are going to change at these institutions is if donors stop donating to their alma mater. And we're seeing that boycott, if you will, of significant money to all of these schools. And then when you look at the money, when you follow the money, because that's what you have to do in order to find out what the hell is going on, you see that many of these universities take a lot of money from Arab nations. They've instituted many programs due to the influence of Arab nations. So, you know, we'll see how much sway their alumni have as far as withholding tens of millions of dollars in contributions and donations to these campuses. We'll see if that makes an impact. But this is all money driven. They're simply just doing the bidding of their quote unquote owners.
Megan, if folks want to know more about what you're up to at thenevadaglobe.com, where do they go? How do they find you?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com to find us, to find my work. And we collate the news throughout the state every day, so it can be your single source stop for the news throughout Nevada, northern and southern. And you can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Nevada Globe.
Megan, you have a great rest of your day. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks so much, Kevin. You too.
And give my best to the president, the former president, would you please?
I sure will. We may have something to talk about next week.
I know. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. When choosing a lawyer after a car wreck, you need to consider the law firm's experience, results, and reputation. Lerner & Rowe stands above other law firms when it comes to experience and results, helping over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. When it comes to reputation, we have thousands of five-star reviews. Call us today and let us put our experience, proven results, and reputation to work for you. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Following up on a story we were talking about with Megan Barth, the whole thing of Liz McGill losing her job as president. She remains on at UPenn with a gig in their law school. So she'll be teaching law, but she won't be president, and she won't be making the kind of money that presidents make. Jim Banks is a congressman from Indiana, saying that Liz McGill shouldn't be the only college president losing their job. Listen to this.
I guess the question is, what type of pressure is it going to take for the other two to go?
Well, hopefully that comes soon. I mean, remember, McGill didn't just resign. She's just going to the law school to teach. And the reason that she left is because she lost a $100 million donation to the university. So hopefully MIT and Harvard hear from their donors as well. I mean, this is all about money for them. And that's why the House Education Committee last week, under Dr. Fox, our chair's leadership, launched a further investigation into these schools. We're going to subpoena their records, their emails, any documents, anything that proves that these universities aren't creating a safe environment for their Jewish students. And if they aren't, then we're going to pull their federal funding. That's the bottom line. If it's about the money to get these universities to do the right thing, then they could not just lose major donations, but lose the federal funding that makes these universities work. That's the next big step.
Congressman, here's a flashback of you grilling President McGill at that hearing last week.
Why did Penn let Professor Ahmad Amala off the hook, who led hundreds of students in chanting, "There's only one solution, Intifada Revolution"? Why does that professor still have a job at your university?
Representative, our approach to speech is as I identified. It follows and is guided by the United States Constitution, which allows for robust perspectives.
Congressman, there is freedom of speech, even if you disagree with it. Are there any exceptions, though, for tenured professors? Because President McGill, now she's going to law school, she'll be teaching, but she is tenured. Are there exceptions where you can still fire someone?
Well, apparently for McGill and these other elite college presidents, there is a major double standard, and that double standard was on full display in the hearing last week. Take, for example, a speaker who came to University of Pennsylvania to speak, but they canceled his speech because he previously worked for the Donald Trump administration. Mm-hmm. Or they fired Amy Wax, a conservative law professor. But McGill, who can't even with a straight face say that genocide against the Jewish people is against the code of conduct, right, or is violent speech on her college campus, can go teach at the law school. So there's a giant double standard here. These universities have become cesspools for left-wing political activism. They're not about teaching our kids and training them for the workforce, and that's why we got to cut off their money.
Right. Real quick, 10 seconds. What about finding out where these donations are coming from? Can you have a capitalist society and limit where they're coming from?
Well, we should stop donations coming from overseas and from our biggest adversaries like China flowing into these college campuses, too. And that's something that the